Mary Lou Redden making remarkable progress in pneumonia fight. By Olivia Rondo on October 15, 2023. Former Team USA Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Redden is making truly remarkable progress after fighting for her life against a rare form of pneumonia last week, her daughter says. As Breitbart News reported October 10, the 1984 gold medalist family revealed that she was in the intensive care unit, unable to breathe independently, and in need of financial assistance due to lack of health insurance. "Please help my mom continue to fight," Redden's daughter, McKenna Kelly, wrote in a fundraising post. "She is not able to breathe on her own. She's been in the ICU for over a week now. Out of respect for her and her privacy, I will not disclose all details. However, I will disclose that she is not insured." On Saturday, Kelly provided a positive update. "Mom's progress is truly remarkable. Prayers have been felt and are being answered. Although she remains in ICU, her path to recovery is steadily progressing. Her fighting spirit is truly shining." With nearly 8,000 contributors as of Sunday afternoon, Redden's fundraiser for medical bills has passed $428,000. The legendary gymnast's eldest daughter, Shayla Kelly Schreffer, also posted an uplifting update, writing on Instagram that prayers have been felt and have been answered. "Although she remains in the ICU, her path to recovery is steadily unfolding," she said. "Her fighting spirit is truly shining. Her breathing is becoming stronger, and her reliance on machines is diminishing. Though it's a lengthy journey, witnessing these improvements is incredibly heartening." Schreffer added that Redden, who is 55 years old, is doing so well with her treatments, and thanked their supporters. While many commenters gushed with good wishes and hope for Redden, others took the time to write critical things about Redden's fundraiser due to her purported wealth and political affiliations. "I want to understand how you have a fundraiser for $50,000 for medical bills when your mom is worth $8 million and has a mansion in Houston," one Instagram user wrote under Kelly's post. "Even if she doesn't have insurance, she has money to pay. Please explain. I can't believe people are actually donating." According to the sports newspaper Marca, Redden has made her voice heard in the conservative political arena, notably supporting Ronald Reagan and leading the Pledge of Allegiance at the 2004 Republican National Convention. She also served on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports under former President George W. Bush. "Your mom literally fought against universal health care. She has nobody to blame but herself for the reason now years later she doesn't have health care. Nobody should feel sorry for her since she didn't feel sorry for the people begging for health care back then," another commenter wrote. Others on X, formerly known as Twitter, voiced their suspicions regarding Redden's supposed wealth. According to People, Redden shares four daughters with former University of Texas quarterback Shannon Kelly, whom she divorced in 2018. Redden became America's darling at the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles when she was just 16. She won 5 medals in those games and became the first U.S. woman to win gold in the individual all-around competition.